a word for you from Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 29. And you shall grope at noonday, as the blind grope in darkness, and you shall not prosper in your ways. Well, you'll find that this is certainly not a favorite verse for devotions. It's unlikely that you'll find it in any devotional book, because it is an unpopular verse. Nevertheless, it is there. In the very same chapter of God's promises, which are a favorite for devotions, because at the beginning of chapter 28 it says, if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord, I'll bless you in this, your family, your cattle, etc. But the other side of the coin is just as true, and it is also part of God's word, that if we do not obey the voice of the Lord, and it is found in verse 15, or be careful to do all his commandments and statutes that I command you today, then all these things shall come upon you and overtake you. And one of them is, you shall grope at noonday. It may sound bizarre that it's possible during the brightest time of the day to grope around like a blind man. But this is what God promises will come upon those who are disobedient to the voice of the Lord their God, that even the things that are obvious become hidden. In the New Testament, there is an awful verse which says that because they believe not the truth, God sent them a lie. Well, God is not the author of sin, but it still says that God can send a lie so that a person will believe it. Now, if the devil gives a lie, a person has the choice, but if God sends the lie, you will believe it and you will be deceived. But why should it be so, when we have the opportunity, as it says in the beginning of chapter 28, to obey the Lord diligently and to experience God's blessings, which in verse 2 he promises shall come upon us and overtake us, if we obey the voice of the Lord? So the choice is then before you today. Are you going to be one who will finally grope at noonday, that even the obvious becomes hidden to you, that the things of God are distant, or will you obey the Lord your God?